songs were really something.
Yeah, God's love is so tremendous. Well, as Jeannie mentioned to you, I'm going to be starting a series of sharings, teachings, living the Word of God. Living the Word of God. And God's Word living in us is the most astonishing reality that we can ever experience. Did you hear what I said? The Word of God living in your life is the most astonishing reality that you could ever experience. You see, God's Word, I know it looks like any other book, but it's not. It's totally different than anything else that man has ever written, because this is God's Word. It's the living Word of God. And when you read this Word and incorporate it and believe it, you will see signs, wonders, and miracles. The promises of God will come to pass in your life. Let's go to Hebrews 4:12, please. We've got the ES version here. For the Word of God is living and what? Powerful. It's active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing of sunder of soul and spirit, or the joints and marrow, and is the discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. That's quite a word, isn't it? That's the Word of God that you and I believe. This is the Word that makes all the difference in the world. There's another beautiful scripture in Proverbs 2, chapter 3, rather, verse 1 and 2. ES version, my son, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. Why? For length of days and years of life and peace will be added to you. Beautiful promise, huh? To live the Word, to see that come to pass in your life. In light of living God's Word, where can I go with this? There's a lot of subjects I could go to, right, in living the Word of God. But what do you think the most important act, the most important act of living God's Word is? And I believe for me the answer is obvious. And here it is. To love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your being, with all your mind and strength. This is the great commandment, right? Deuteronomy 6:5, and mentions in the Gospels as well. Who invented life? Who gave you life? Who invented you? God Almighty, right? God Almighty did. We are a product of God's heart's desire. He invented us in all of life. Obviously, he knows what's best for us, right? Yeah. Now, I know we're pretty smart sometimes, and we think we know it all. And we can do things in our own way. But what God has available for us, oh my goodness. We are nothing without God. When you really look at it, we are zero without God, our loving Heavenly Father. We are everything because of him. Amen? Amen. So, to love him with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, we're going to take a look at that. I want to share something with you. Our good friend and wonderful believer, Jeffrey Moore. Most of you know Jeffrey. Jeffrey's usually in the back. Gabe's holding down the fort beautifully. But Jeffrey had a tragic accident several months ago that they had to life flight him to the hospital from Oceanside down to San Diego. He had two brain surgeries and these scars going up and down his brain, his skull. He was in the hospital in rehab for a couple months, right? We saw him the other day and he is doing fantastic. You know, a lot of the doctors weren't very positive about the end results. but he has proven them all wrong, and God has worked beautifully in his heart and life. Yeah. Now, think about this. What would you do? I think a couple of weeks he was out of it. But then there was weeks and weeks and weeks went by in rehab where, you know, he's in bed, he's hanging in there. And what are you going to think about? And this is what he shared with Jeannie and I. He said, of all the things I thought about, and I had so much time on my hands, I thought the most important thing I could do was to love my God with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength. That's what he said. And that God would be his friend, that he would treat God as his best buddy. He would talk with him and listen to him. I was so moved and touched by that revelation that he shared in light of his heart and life. Well, let's look at three critical questions that we want to ask in light of living the love of God. First one is, why love him? Why are we want to love him? I mean, we got a lot of things going on in our life, pretty important. So why should we spend time loving him? Number two, if we're going to love him, how do we love God? Have you ever tried to hug God? That guy at Agape Now, that guy was something else. But how do we love God? We're going to take a look at that. And then what are the benefits of loving him? God always gives good back, right? And there's wonderful benefits in loving him. So we're going to look at these three questions. The first one is, why love him? Why do we want to love him? Well, several points on this. Because he loved us first, right? God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. There's Charlie. God bless you, Charlie. Welcome, welcome. Jeannie mentioned about Charlie going on the big trip. So, wow. I know he's got a million things to do before he leaves, but I praise the Lord that you're here with us. Wow. Well, it says, I'm going to quote some verses, and then I'm going to encourage you to look at some with me, okay? But it says in 1 John 4:19, we love him because he first loved us. Yeah, and then he loved us, so why not love him back? 1 John 3:16 says, you perceive the love of God because he laid down his life for us. He sent his son to pay the ultimate price, right? That great act of love that he extended toward us. Now let's look at Ephesians. If you want to turn in your Bibles there to Ephesians 2, 4 and 5. It says there, but God is rich in his mercy. He's loaded with mercy, right? He's rich in mercy. Yeah. For his love wherewith, or what? His great love. I love this verse because God's love is fantastic, but here it says his great love wherewith he loved us. Even when we were dead in sins, we were so bad. We don't deserve anything from God. But God loves us so much in spite of ourselves that he made us alive together with Christ, right? We're quickened together with Christ, made alive together with Christ. By grace are you saved. Fantastic. What a love. That's why we would love him back. Galatians 2:20, phenomenal verse. Galatians 2:20 says, in the latter part, in the life which I now live in the flesh, the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Not a bad idea, huh? This is how we can live our life. Aren't you thankful that you have a God that loves you so much that you don't have to depend on this crazy world that we're in, huh? My golly. Well, another reason to love God, He's your Father. Because He's your Father. Now, I think most of us grew up in pretty good families. We had a good parents, maybe some single parents. And I know there are exceptions. But I think most of us that have had good fathers, we love them, don't we? They brought us into this world, and they brought us up. They taught us. They helped us live life. God fathered you. When you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart God raised Him from the dead, you got saved, you got born again. Born again, a second birth with the incorruptible seed, better than the first seed that got you here the first time, and now you're a child of God. Whew, He's your Father. I had a great dad, and I loved him dearly. We've got a great Heavenly Father. He's our Father. He made us His children. Why not love Him? Why not express our care and love toward Him? There's a verse, 1 John, I want to share with you. 1 John 3:1, fantastic verse here. I got the ESV I'm going to share with you. See what kind of love the Father has given us, that we should be called the children of God. And so we are. Wow, how awesome is that? Awesome. Phenomenal. Man, oh man. Well, there's another reason to love God Almighty, our Heavenly Father. He needs someone to love Him. Think about it. God, way back when, before we came on, and anybody else came on the earth, He was all by Himself. Now, yes, He had some angels hanging out, and a third of them bailed on Him, right? But that didn't satisfy God. He wasn't a happy camper. That's why He made you and me. That's why He made life. Human folks, somebody that would adore Him, that would respond to Him, that would love Him. And what a privilege it is to love our God, our Heavenly Father. He needed someone to love Him. Proverbs 8:17 says, I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. You know, I think He needs that love from us, and it's expressed in the great commandment in Deuteronomy 6:5, Matthew 22:37, Mark 12:30, and Luke 10:12. Basically, we are to love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. That's every being of us, right? He wants to be loved. He deserves all of our love, doesn't He? Amen, yes. Well, another reason to love our God, our Heavenly Father, is He is our source of life and power. Without Him, we're powerless. We really don't have much of a life. Yeah. In the Old Testament, Psalm 18, it says in 18, verse 1 and 2, I will love Thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and my horn of salvation, and my high tower. Wow, that's who God is for us. He is our source of life and power. Ephesians 3:18 and 19, another phenomenal verse, or two verses. that we may be able to comprehend with all saints together the breadth and length and height and depth, what? The love of Christ, which passes knowledge. Why? That we might be filled with the fullness of God. God wants us to know the breadth, the length, the height, and the depth of the love of God, so we would be full of Him. What a verse. What a two verses there. So how are we going to love Him? How do you love God? It's hard to give Him a big hug, I know. So how do we love God? Well, we give of ourselves. God gave all of Himself to us in loving us, right? So what do? We give ourselves. We give our time. We give our prayer. We give our praise. We give our substance. And we give our service to Him. And I think most important, we make Him our best friend. He's our buddy. Yeah. Let's look at Psalms. Let me quote this for you. Psalms 57:7. My heart is fixed. Oh God, my heart is fixed. Now, I didn't double say that. That's in the scriptures twice, okay? My heart is fixed. My heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. That word fixed means steadfast. I'm a rock for you, God. As a result, I'm going to praise you. How about praying to our Heavenly Father, talking to Him? I love Ephesians 16. Praying always with all prayer and supplication. Right? Praying with all prayer and supplication, how? In the Spirit. In the Spirit. How do you pray in the Spirit, by the way? Speaking in tongues. Pray in the Spirit. Pray with the understanding, right? 1 Corinthians 14:14. When you speak in tongues, who do you talk to? God Almighty. Not to men, but unto God. 1 Corinthians 14:2. So here, praying always with all prayer and supplication for all in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. We pray for each other. And why not? We are loved of God, so we can love each other. 2 Corinthians 9:7. You can take a look at that one. That's a good verse here. 2 Corinthians 9:7. I'm going to share the ESV. Each one must give as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves what? He loves a cheerful giver. God loves a cheerful giver. You know, we're not under the law of the tithe of 10%. You know, God demanded of the children of Israel at least 10%, and there were other aspects of giving, but that was very basic. We're not under the law. We have the privilege to give much, much more because God has given us much, much more. Yeah. We love Him through our abundant sharing, through our time, our effort, our service. We serve within the body of Christ. Gabe's doing a great job. He's serving as AV, right? Oh, Daniel comes in here, sets up every time we have fellowship. And then I think the Meekuses, they help clean up at the end. I mean, this is services. This is helping. And all of you do within the body of Christ different things to bless and to serve. Why do you do that? Because you love God. You love God. You do fellowships. The Segovia does fellowships. They love God. That's why they do it. Yeah. So how do we love God? We praise Him. We pray. Yeah. We give service. We give of our substance. We give because He so loved us and gave to us. And we're His best friend. What do you do with friends? Do you ignore them for days and days and days? No. You talk to them all the time. And you listen to them. So make God your friend. Charlie, you're going to be on that boat there. And I know you're going to have somebody with you, but you got somebody else big time with you. And you'll have a great fellowship with him. Yes, you will. That's, God is our friend. Let's don't make him a once a week thing, day in and day out. Jeannie, our daughter's in St. Louis. And Jeannie, I think you call her every day. She calls. You got to listen to the grandkids, you know, see them on the video and the phone and stuff. Why? Because they love each other, right? We love our kids. And so we spend time with them. We love our God because He loves us. He's our good friend. Well, what are the benefits of loving Him? What do we get out of it? Well, really, we shouldn't care. We've got breathing life and a Christ in us, the hope of glory. That should be good enough, huh? But God will continue to bless you in so many wonderful ways as you love Him. Psalm 122:6 says, "They shall prosper that love thee." Nice promise. Psalm 31:23 says, "O love the Lord, all ye his saints, for the Lord preserveth the faithful and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer." And then Psalms 119:165, "Great peace have they which love thee." Man, great peace. We have that great peace. So there's wonderful benefits for us in loving our Heavenly Father. 1 Corinthians. Take a look at this if you would. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Verse 9. And we're going to look at verse 9 and 10. Verse 9 is so many times misused. It's unfortunate. But let's take a look at it. Verse 9, "But as it is written, eye have not seen, nor ear heard, neither has entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him." And it's like, oh man, eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard of the things that God's prepared for us because he loves us? Oh man, that's too bad. I'd sure like to know a little bit about it. And, you know, people will preach on this, say, well, God will let you know later in the by and by. Read the next verse, 10. "But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit." He has revealed this to us. A great figure of speech here. He has revealed this through the Spirit. "For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God." What are the deep things of God? You're born again of God's Spirit. You've got Christ in you, the hope of glory. You have his righteousness. You are sanctified. You're redeemed. You have the hope of Christ's return. Woo! Is that prepared for you? Do you love him? Yes. Look at the great things we have coming our way because he loves us so much. He has revealed them to us, and he'll continue to do that. Wow. Well, in conclusion, you see, this love of God lived is the most precious, indescribable, spectacular reality that you will ever realize. Our loving God has called us before the foundations of the world to be his love child. We're his love child. What's our logical response? To love him back with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Heavenly Father, we love you so much because you loved us and provided for us in such a beautiful way, eternal life, fellowship with you forever and ever. So we love you, Father. We'll do our best. We will grow. You'll forgive us as we fall short. We will. I know I will. But we'll be able to stand up and continue to be our best for you. And what a privilege it is to have you as our friend, have you as our Father that loves us so dearly. So thank you for this, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right, God bless you. All right. Well, let's have sweet fellowship, got refreshments, and hang out and love on each other, okay?